We now proceed in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 4. We'll continue in Perek Aleph in the first Perek with the 6th and 7th Mishnayos. Perek Aleph, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zay. Mishneh Vov. Until now, we have been learning of various madregos, various levels of Tumah. Now, we're going to learn about the opposite, various levels of Kedusha, of sanctity. Eser Kedushos Hein. There are 10 ascending or descending levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol Ho'arotzos. The land of Israel is holier than all other lands. Umahi Kedusha. What halachic peculiarities, what halachic stringency is true only of Eretz Yisrael and not of any place else. Shemevi'in Mimeno Ha'omer. The Korban Omer, which is brought on the 16th of Nisan, can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra, chapter 23, Pasuk 10, Ki sovo el ha'oretz ukitzartem es kitziro, v'haveisem es omer reishis kitzirchem es ha'kohen, el ha'kohen. So kitziro means her or its harvest. Only the harvest of Eretz Yisrael is qualified for the Korban Omer. V'habikurim. The bikurim, the first fruits, are only brought from Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisovo, U'lekachte me'reshis kol priho adomo asher tovi me'artzecho, from your land. U'shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread which are brought on the holiday of Shavuos. Also, the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, mimo shvoseichem tovi lechem tenufosh. That only from your dwelling place, from Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ein mevi'in kein mikol ho'arotzos. No other land. From no other land can you bring Omer, Bikurim, or Shtei Halech. That's Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Zayin continues. Ayoros hamukofos chomo mikudoshos mimeno. Within the land of Eretz Yisrael, those cities which have been walled cities from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they have a higher level kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Shemishalachin mitochon es hamitzoroim. Because the Pasuk says with Parshas Tazria, with reference to a mitzora, Michutz lamachaneh moshavo, in the desert, when the Jews were traveling in the desert, the mitzora would have to go outside the camp. That camp being the Machaneh Yisrael, the camp in which the Jewish people, as opposed to the Levium, etc., and opposed to where the Mishkan was, the outermost camp in the outermost circle in the concentric circles of the Jewish a settlement in the desert was the Machaneh Yisrael. When Yehoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, he took all of these cities which had walls at that time, in his time and Yehoshua's time, and designated them Machaneh Yisrael, so that a Metzora would have to leave those cities and go elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael. That's one aspect in which Ayoros Hamukofos Choma are more Mikudoshos than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And another special strictness they have is Umisabavin Lisochon Meis Adshe Yirtsu. That within those cities, if a person dies within one of those walled cities, so it's permissible to be Misabev, to take that dead body, that corpse, around inside the whole city from one place to another in order to deliver eulogies, hespedim, to honor the mace. And they can do that as long as the family says we still want to have the funeral procession going on with proper prayers and proper eulogies. Yotza, but once the mace is taken outside that city, which is a walled city, then ein machzirin oso. Then you do not bring tuma, you do not bring the dead body once it's left the city back into the city. So in that respect, The year Hamukov Choma has greater sanctity than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, you have a town without a wall. You took the mace out of the town for some reason. You can still bring him back into the town. And so we have completed lesson number 4, and in the process, Mishnayos 6 and 7 of Perek Aleph.